Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamok Yomla Dharmasa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Thich Nhat Hanh about the mind method. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Thich Nhat Hanh, 11717, July 8, 2024, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. We must practice the mind method. The world of sentient beings is burning with illusions and delusions. It is just like a burning house. So, how can we stay longer if we have to suffer? If the suffering of samsara is to be eliminated, we must seek Buddha, Absolute Truth. In order to find Buddha, we need to know that Buddha is actually the mind. So, how can we find Buddha far away from the mind? We should not look after the form. This form is actually untrue. It is born and will later have to die. But the true mind, just like emptiness, is not cut off and does not change. That is why being born is finally to break and go back to the fire and wind. But in there, one thing always remains. This quietude covers the sky and the land. This is what Buddha says. So, when he sees and perceives all sentient beings, everyone has the wisdom of thus come one. However, the unnecessary mind of sentient beings is the mind of ignorance, which brings out all the thoughts. So, then the mind of realization of thus come one appears. Separating from the mind cannot accomplish Buddhahood. So, those who practice should not try to find form outside the mind. Also, this is actually the realization and teaching of Bojo, one of the national masters of Korea. Everything starts from the mind. So, everything is created from the mind. Thus, to find out our own true I is to find our self nature. This self nature has always remained here even before the universe had appeared. So, never separating from our bodies, this mind does not break or disappear. It is always infinite. So, it is always together with us. We always use this mind. But when we do not know this mind, it creates unnecessary karma, which gives rise to ignorance. Because of that, impurities are always made in the mind, and so it is necessary to eliminate these impurities. Hence, we do not understand, but finding our minds, we do not get caught by the six paths of samsara. Thus, emancipation brings us great satisfaction. Competition with others is actually competition with ourselves. Furthermore, it makes us ignorant. Winning and losing are not the purpose of human existence. Harmonizing together with others brings peace. So, going many miles away in order to find our minds only makes our bodies tired. Finally, we can realize that it was never even one step further away from ourselves. We see and hear ourselves, and in there the bright wisdom light appears. Thank you very much, Thich Nhat Hanh. Thank you very much for listening. I wish you a very nice week with your self-nature. Have a good time. Yours in the Dharma, Gutlock.